Marshy had wanted, actually, that for the older pundits that we develop, we actually give the Acharya suites. And the rooms that you see in Bhujori originally were meant to be like pundit design for the Acharyas. So they'd have like a sitting room in the front where they could study and, you know, keep learning after they've got their PhDs in Vedic science, keep learning, keep studying, and the back would be their bedroom. And then behind that would be their own washroom. But we find that in practice, especially for the younger pundits, depending on the design of the space, it'll usually be in a big suite. Maybe four pundits will be in a room, unless you know, sometimes when they come from one area of India, they'll want to be more of them in the same area. But it's extremely comfortable, especially relative to ashram life. I think I've told the story before that there was a famous saint who just arrived by foot one day in the Brahmastan, and he asked to address all the pundits. And he brought them all together, he said, of course, and he said, I just want to tell you one thing. No pundit has ever been so comfortable, and even when you go to heaven, as a pundit life, you'll never be so comfortable as Marshi's treated the pundits here in the Brahmastan. So it's a very dignified life. We're still improving the quality. You know, more organic food is coming on. We're trying to, especially for the older pundits this year, we're trying to improve the quality of the buildings, like make the furniture better for the older pundits and so on, and even make a bigger differentiation in clothing that we give. But it's a long way of saying that it's not clear always exactly how much pundits will be in a typical suite, but usually if we think of those rooms in kind of the Corona extension area, there'll be about four pundits in those. In some of the biggest rooms, there could be six even. And then in for the Acharyas, it could be one or two, typically, something like that.
That's wonderful to hear. And the feeling of happiness and buddyship, you know, being with their people of the same mindset, same dharma, same, you know, routine, same experiences of consciousness. I think it's an incredible blessing that they have.
I was just in Marshi Vedic City. I was just meeting with the pundits there, and afterwards, one pundit was telling me how he had been. Marshi has this program that he had. You know, we have pundits at all the 12 Jyotirlings of India, and Marshi's idea was actually that the pundits would rotate. So the pundit would have a chance to actually do Rudrabhishek at each one of the 12 Jyotirlings and experience for themselves the slightly different nuance, but that power of the Jyotirling 12 times. And one pundit came up to me. We wanted to see what the food was like. And so Arlene and I were there together, and Arlene and I sat. We just sat in the pundit dining room and ate the food, which was really delicious, by the way. Really fantastic. And one of the pundits at the end of the meal came up and said, you know, I was one of those fortunate ones that I've been to all the 12 Jyotirlings. He was so proud. He said, you have no idea what an incredible experience that is. I said, no, I really don't. He said, it's just, what a gift of Marshi. He said, and I was around with five or six of my friends. He said, they're like my brothers. You know, it's such an intimate kind of a thing. I'm always charmed when, you know, you watch sometimes in the Brahmastan, we're going around the different campuses, and you see the pundits going around hand in hand or arm in arm. You know, we're not used to seeing anything like that in the West, but it's not like anything strange. It's just for them, it's just like they're with their brothers, and generally it's like that. Of course, it's human beings, so sometimes one human being likes this quality, and one human being likes another quality in a person. But in general, there's a different kind of a. It's not Western. I remember the first time that Arlene came back from. We spent 6 months in India the first year, and we went to walk around a city just close by in Germany, and it was so clean and so quiet and so orderly. Arlene looked at me and said, "I miss India." What do you miss? She said, "The noise and the colors and the people on the street and everyone's arm in arm." And, you know, so it's a different kind of a culture. That's a long answer to a short question.